Okay, I just made a Bachelor reference and you laughed. You don't watch The Bachelor, do you? I totally don't. I never watch while it's on in the background while my wife is watching.
Usually during football season. So
yes. Yes. Okay. So, keeping with that theme, seemed that the biggest thing to me in this class was kind of the hold-offs. That when you're chasing the right guys, they're going to be chased late by bigger schools, and everybody's trying to plug and pull you and everything else. But, you know, really, there was only one guy who had committed, who had never visited, who flipped, and everybody else was committed. Tell me about developing that commitment from the recruiting staff through the coaches.
You know, I think it was honestly just a relentless pursuit. Up until, really, with Bobby Rountree, up until last night, yesterday it was, he's not coming. But Coach Hay Stoker was just relentless. He was like, I got to talk to him. I got to let him know, like, just keep connecting with our relationships and you know, just trying to tell the kid, like, hey, don't do what your friends want you to do, do what's best for you. So we constantly found the avenues that hit with these recruits, I feel.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously having an NFL staff was huge. Selling that was a big part of it, but it was more so of a relationship aspect of it, too. Like, Coach Smith has connections that can help you pursue beyond football.
Yeah.
And that's what we kind of preach to those guys.
So too. There was a deeper commitment maybe from some of these guys it was a little deeper than just a verbal and a...
Yes, and it was really neat to see how our coaches, you know, how they were in it for the right reasons, I feel like. Like, these guys, in my mind, when the staff first came in, I was like, okay, we got a bunch of NFL coaches, and I want to see how they mesh with these kids. And these kids really, these recruits really looked up to these guys.
Yeah.
And our coaches invested in these players' lives, their families' lives. And, you know, we knew everyone from grandma to aunt, uncle, all the way to the 2-year-old baby that was just born. So
he'd
constantly bring it up. I mean, that's recruiting, but it was cool to see the commitment on our side.
And the recruiting staff is doing basically all that legwork, I'm guessing, right? Like the you and Josh and Nate and I guess all of your are kind of setting that groundwork.
Yeah, to an extent. Like we try to find, you know, because obviously we can't go on the road.
Yeah.
And there's only a certain amount of stuff we can do in the office, but like just having these guys aware of it, so when they go into a house, they know that there is a little daughter. They don't know the name, maybe, but they don't know how old. But they can say, "Hey, I heard about your daughter. How old?" You know, something like that. So we do the background work in that sense. But honestly, like what we do is nothing compared to what those guys do. You know.
Yeah, you just put the ball in the tee, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're closing their mouths.
So. Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. So what? I asked Coach Fair, like, what's it like on a signing day guy like Rountree when he, you know, announces on signing day? Like, yeah, it's got to be everybody gathered around.
It's exhausting. Like when that's the happiest dude here.
Yeah.
Because he's got 6 D-line who can all play now.
That's right.
We were, starting at 5:30 this morning, it was any word. And every 2 minutes, like, it was constantly, did you hear from Bobby? Talk to him today. But, you know, it was just, it kind of gets a little exhausting.
Sure.
Once he said it was done, like, I remember sitting in the staff room just being like, man, I could fall asleep right now.
Right.
And be fine. So.
Yeah. And I'm always, so, you know, as the fan, I'm always the guy that, like, so, like, 7 years ago or whatever, a report came out the morning of signing day that Corey Legit was flipping to LSU.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, fan panic. Yeah. So, because of stuff like that, until I see the fact is so is it like that? I mean, like, is it like too, you're hovering over the fax machine? Yeah. Or I guess some can come in by scan now, right?
Yeah. No, I think it was funny because, like, he, like, told us he was coming, right? And so, obviously, we all celebrated and started screaming. And then it was, like, 20 minutes until
the
fax. And it was... Yes. Okay, where is it?
And there was, like, I always think of that was the lineman who had a signing day press conference, verbal to Auburn.
Yes.
20 minutes later, he signed with Alabama.
Yes. Yep.
So it's, you know, it's so like
at that time too, like, you know, me, you know, I constantly was checking Indiana's Twitter stuff, and ours too, just to make sure it was cool. But
it's refreshing to know that you're walking the same path that
we all are.
Yeah,
I think we all were.
Yeah, so now hit the ground running tomorrow, and you know,
hit the ground
off the 2018. Yeah. Of course, you're already running. So.
Yeah, we started today. We got about 15 on the phone today, and we're going to continue doing that.
Do you think the whole system is now fully established, like what you do, what Josh does, what Nate does?
Yes. I think this first year, and we kind of talked about it, is we had a lot of organized chaos because we had a plan doing it, but we just didn't know how it would be executed.
Yep.
Now that we went through, not even a full year, but we went through everything, we feel we know what the expectations are by our staff, by our coaches, so we know how to then, accomplish it.